this is a phase one commutation hearing for JCG.
Did you see my text today?
ABC numbers 310-401. Mr. Shear is currently serving a 19-year sentence for sexual conduct with a minor. He's asking for a reduction in 16 years. He has an absolute release date of July 14th of 2031. If he's granted a 16-year reduction in service, he would then go to time served. He's also serving a detainer from the Yavapai Probation Office as well as the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. According to Mr. Schaefer, the purpose for his commutation is that he said that he was released, he could help pay for the mental rehabilitation and can financially help the victim's family and the victim. Both his parents are older in sections of their lives that they need help from him. Says that he is a first-time offender and that the court and judge and state prosecutor and his lawyer did not address his mental illness. They were more interested in just warehousing him for the next 19 years and hope that he would be sexually adjusted or killed while in prison. According to Mr. Schaefer, he had a ticket he received for harassment, which was major in 07. And then he had one for sexual conduct in 2016. Then he had another one after that for sexual harassment. According to the age and information that we have, the first violation that he has is that he made a comment on Mae Schaefer that was just sitting in a chair quietly and looked at the CO and stated, "You are very beautiful to look at." She stated she was very upset with his comment and stated to Mae Schaefer that he was not to ever talk for her that way again or any other female that is in the building, and asked the inmate if he understood, and he stated that he did. The inmate did state that he did make that comment to her, that he admitted guilt for that. And then it looks like on July 31st of 2016, I'm going to just read this. It says on the above date, the prosecutor Tom Seal Cassie was located in the library, and she noticed that inmate Schaefer was sitting at a table directly in front of her. He was reading a magazine and was holding his penis in his hand. Inmate Schaefer then began to stroke his penis, and CO stated she immediately started to close the library and called the lieutenant to come into the library and told the inmate to sit down and wait till the lieutenant came in and showed up. A few minutes, the inmate arrived in the library for a brief. He was relieved by CO Orange, asked the inmate Schaefer if he understood why he was standing behind. He said yes, and that he wanted to be able to read a note inside of the envelope. However, he did not read it at that time. So that was his last violation. I believe that was on July 31st of 2018 that violation actually occurred. Then he had another, 2016. That was another violation that he had on 10-18-2016, which stated that when he had a conversation with one of the COs, he was having a conversation with Mae Schaefer when he admitted that he was standing at a female officer with the desire on October 17th of 2016, and Mae Schaefer was verbally advised of the discipline and put on report. And then according to the officer, which this occurred on 10-18-2016, says on the above date and time, I walk in the yard, several inmates came up to advise me that on the evening of October 17th, inmate Schaefer was standing on the yard by the basketball court, staring intently at CO McGavney, to the point that CO McGavney had to address the behavior with the inmate. These inmates were telling me that the way Schaefer was looking at McGavney was weird and disturbing to them. Previously, she had received outgoing mail from the mail room that inmate Schaefer had written to his parents and his grandmother, telling them that he has never had sexual intercourse, but he wanted to have sexual intercourse, and he was ready to have sexual intercourse. With this knowledge in mind and the new information, Mr. Schaefer was then put on recorder, which time he admitted to his actions and that he had taken those actions there. According to the documentation that we have, Mr. Schaefer pled guilty to attempted sexual assault, count one, attempt sexual assault, count two, attempt sexual count, count three, attempt sexual contact with a minor, count four, sexual conduct with a minor, count five, attempt sexual conduct with a minor. So he had five counts. Count four was amended to sexual conduct with a minor, and they carried a presumptive sentence of 20 years, a minimum sentence of 13 years, and a maximum sentence of 17 years in prison for the crimes that he had. He had only, he had five counts. For the other counts that he had, the presumptive on those counts were 10 years, a minimum sentence of 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. He pled to all of those counts, and the they're pleading to those counts that they were going to run consecutive to each other, to any other sentence that he may have imposed. He also received probation, which was going to be either from 5 years up to a lifetime for the other four counts that he was actually committed. So basically, he received 20 years for one of those counts, which was the presumptive that he actually received. He could have received a maximum of 27 years. But the other four counts, he received probation or community supervision on those counts that he actually received. So he could have received a total, a maximum sentence of 15 years, the minimum sentence of a presumptive sentence of 10 years for each of those other four charges that he was actually put in contact with. And plus, you know, because of his activity that he was committing as late as 2016 while he's been incarcerated, I do not think the sentence was excessive, as he did receive probation, and the sentence were running concurrently, that they're going to be running with each other. So he received a 20-year sentence, and he has four sentences that he could have received, 15 years on each of those sentences, a maximum of 15 years on each of those sentences. Therefore, I don't see that that conviction, it would be excessive, along with his behavior and the activity that he has committed since he's been incarcerated. Therefore, I do not feel that Mr. Schaefer would be a good candidate to pass on the base to. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, I just want to note that he actually received 19 years. The original 20-year sentence was vacated, and he received 19 years, which is actually 1 year under the presumptive. So yes, I agree with you.
From my broader comments coming from our colleagues there.
I'm sorry. And I just want to make sure we note for the record that the inmate's name is Scherer. S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
Scherer.
Yeah, you accidentally call him Schaefer.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Scherer on to a phase two commutation here.
Agree.
Conclude the hearing for Mr. Scherer at this time. It was motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Hill. Agreed, Mr. Quinones.